Y'all don't mind standing at 9:30. Brother, I guess I shouldn't say the names. We've been here 10 o'clock at night.
We have.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Testimonies of faith. My Bible study, I have no hope of getting through my Bible study tonight. I have front and back, the one I gave you the other Sunday. Scriptures front and back. I got 10 pages of notes. We are not getting through it. But if I get through a piece of it, God will have his way in it. Amen. I'm convinced of it. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 20. That's where I'm going to begin to read. It says, which sometimes were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. The like figure thereunto, even baptism, doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is gone into heaven, and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. Amen. Acts chapter 2, verse 37. Begin there. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received the word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Man. Whew. Awesome thing. Acts chapter 19, beginning at verse 1. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Mark, one more short verse, I'll let you be seated. Mark 16, verse 16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. My topic, testimonies of faith. I tell you what, we that believe this truth, we have a testimony of faith. Would you pray with me? Lord, I love you. I thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the testimony and the word. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. Lord, I pray that your word would touch our hearts. Lord, that in this church, your truth would be preached. Lord, I pray that each of us, Lord, would receive what your word has for us. Lord, help me to say of it. Help us, Lord, to receive it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, my topic tonight is certainly not new for this church, but it is something that every one of us, I hope, can get excited about. Amen. If you can't get excited about the name of Jesus, well, then probably you're going to the wrong church. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 11, faith, talks about faith a lot in that chapter. It says, by faith, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. By faith, Enoch was translated. He had this testimony that he pleased God. By faith, Noah prepared an ark to the saving of his house. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whether he went. By faith, Sarah received strength to conceive seed and delivered of a child when she was past age. By faith, Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. The people in Hebrews 11, they had a testimony. I'm telling you, there are people in our church that have a testimony. Amen. God has done something special for you. Amen. God has done, everybody that's been, that repented of their sins, had been water baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and filled with the Holy Ghost, you have a spectacular testimony of what God's done for you. Plus, there's people in our church that have been healed. There's people in our church that have been delivered. There's people in our church that have been restored. Miracle upon miracle. Amen. Over and over again, God does wonderful things. Amen. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. It says that. We read that in Scripture. Water baptism is absolutely a part of the New Testament salvation. It's a critical. You cannot be saved without being baptized. That's just how important it is. At baptism, God remits the sins of repentant believers. Water baptism is scripturally, just as it says in the Bible, administered by immersion, being put under the water in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What name we do, it's all critically important. It's in the Bible. Amen. Water baptism is an act of faith. A faith response to the Word of God. The preaching will go forth. God's Spirit will lead, draw, and people will be obeying the Word of God. It's obedience to the Word of God. It is our faith response to the Word of God to be baptized. Genuine faith always includes obedience. And obedience to biblical command to be baptized stands at the beginning of a life of faith. Amen. It's the beginning of our new walk with God. Amen. External expressions, crowning, it's a special event in someone's spiritual life when they are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Baptism is a testimony before God and man of that person's faith in Jesus Christ, the name that you're being baptized in. You believe that by His Word, the name of Jesus Christ is able to do what the Word says it will, remit sins. Amen. Christian water baptism is a ceremony in which one who has repented, let me say that again, people have to repent before they get baptized. But when they have repented of their sins, when that person is immersed, buried in water, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, that act of faith in obedience to the Word of God does the same thing it did in the Bible. It does the same thing today. It pays for sin. Not just past sin. It pays for our sin forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, this is not in my notes, but I'll speak to it. I was baptized when I was 11. And then I went crazy after that. Late teen, early 20s, you know, I went worldly crazy. When I got back into church, for my own conscience, I asked my pastor, you know, I told him I was baptized when I was a kid, but I want to live the rest of my life for Jesus Christ forever. From right now, I'm sorry for the sin that I lived for years, but I don't ever want to go back to that. Not another day in my whole life. I want to live for Jesus. I said, for my own conscience, my own mind, I would like to be baptized again. Now, let me instruct you clearly, you do not have to be baptized again. I chose to get baptized a second time because for my own conscience sake. But it was not required. Being baptized one time in the name of Jesus Christ takes care of our sin for our whole life. Amen. Now, if you mess up, you do wrong, you need to repent. Get back right with God and start living with Him again. That's what you need to do. You don't need to get baptized every Sunday. Just because you keep messing up, that would be ridiculous. I don't even want to go there. That's silliness. That's stupid. We're not doing that. It's not needed. Amen. But salvation requires baptism. It was taught by Jesus. Just prior to His ascension, Jesus gave the great commandment to go into all the Word, preach the gospel, make disciples, and baptize those disciples. Mark 28:19, Mark 16:16, he indicated that faith would lead to baptism. Jesus taught this principle. Jesus referred to water baptism when He was talking to Nicodemus. John 3:5, Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." He was setting the very principle of baptism. Baptism is preached by Peter. Peter preached the first sermon of the New Testament church. When asked, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" They're feeling the conviction. They just heard the preaching. They got to know how do we get right with God? That's a great question. People still need to feel that question in their lives. People still need the answer to that question. Peter replied, Acts 2:38, "And Peter said unto them, Repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." It's the sermon on the day of Pentecost. It's the beginning of the New Testament church. It's the birth of the bride. I need my bottle of water. Thank you. I just need to wet my whistle. "Then they that gladly received His word were baptized." Acts 2:41. "Then they that gladly received the word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls." God can do great things. Amen. Even after Cornelius and his household had received the Holy Ghost, Peter commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Acts chapter 10, beginning at verse 44, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them that heard the word. Everybody in the house got filled with the Holy Ghost. And they of the circumcision, the Jews, which believed, were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Okay, they hear them, they see them, they know what's going on, they recognize that's God moving in their life, they're filled with, that's the Holy Ghost. Can any man forbid water? That these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Whew. Wow. What an awesome thing. Peter described the water that saved 8 souls in Noah's day as a type of foreshadowing of water baptism. The flood waters that killed the people of Noah's day actually became the instrument of salvation for those 8 people that followed God and got in the ark. They rose above the flood. I'll tell you what, sin might be impossible to get away with if you're in the carnal flesh, but you can rise above sin with Jesus. Amen. That's the only way that you can do that. It is the answer of a good conscience before God. I know my sins are remitted because I was baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. Doesn't matter what other people think, the Word of God, your obedience, and faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. It was practiced by the early church. Day of Pentecost, Acts 2, 41, then they that gladly received the word were baptized. Same day were added 3,000 souls. We read that twice already. Samaritans, Acts 8, verse 16. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Samaritans were about to get the Holy Ghost, but they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Ethiopian eunuch, Acts chapter 8, verse 38. And he had commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water. No sprinkling in that. No sprinkling there. They both went down into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Saul, Acts chapter 9, verse 18, and immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales. You see, he was blind for a while. Bright light, who art thou, blinded? Miracle, he gets his sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. Amen. Right away in his conversion. Right away when he knows that, man, I need to live for God. When that changing point is when you need to get baptized. If you know things are changing and I'm going toward God, you need to get baptized. Right then. Amen. As soon as you can. Lydia, Acts chapter 16, verse 15 in Philippi. And when she was baptized and her household, she besought us, saying, if ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. Amen. How about the Philippian jailer, Acts chapter 16, verse number 33. And he took them the same hour of the night, washed their stripes, and was baptized. He and all his straightway. Could you imagine baptizing the jailer that had you in prison? Man, that's awesome. I mean, that's great stuff. That's very great stuff. The Corinthians, Acts chapter 18. I'm just jumping out through the New Testament accounts. Acts 18, verse 8. And Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his house, and many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed and were baptized. Over and over, again and again, people are being baptized in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Of course, there is a specific purpose, the purpose of baptism. Well, of course, Acts chapter 2, verse 38, there's the purpose here, is the remission of sins. Remission denotes a release, a wiping out, a cancellation, dismissal. All those words would apply. Sins are washed away, gone forever. Satan's going to lie to you. Satan's going to try to, oh, that wasn't real. Oh, it didn't mean anything. Oh, yes, if you believe the Word of God, if you got faith in God, and you obeyed God, well, then it does have meaning. Makes all the difference. Amen. When you did it for the right reason, in the right way, in the name that was right, in the name of Jesus Christ, it makes all of the difference in the world. Amen. God alone remits sin. No other name. There's no other way to get your sin taken care of other than the name of Jesus. It's only Jesus that died for your sins. So that's pretty tough, Pastor. It's just the Word of God. It'd be tough not to tell you. In fact, if I didn't tell you, God would have your blood on my hands. It would be my fault if I was the preacher in this church and didn't tell you that you need to be baptized in Jesus' name. Man, I gotta tell you. I want to tell you. It's the best thing I can tell you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Identification with Jesus. Baptism as a personal identification with Jesus Christ. We are baptized into Christ. Baptized into His death and burial, and with Him we can be baptized. It's by His sacrifice. That sacrifice is applied to our life in baptism. Amen. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful gift from God. Amen. Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? That's what I'm talking about right there. Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism unto death. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. It's at the very beginning of our decision to walk with God that we should decide to be baptized. Praise God. It is a testimony of faith in Christ. Burial with Christ. The Bible describes water baptism as a burial with Christ. Romans chapter 6, verse number 4, and Colossians 2, verse 12. I just read Romans 6, 4. Colossians 2, verse 12. Buried with Him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with Him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised Him from the dead. Amen. At repentance, the old man is crucified with Christ. At baptism, that old man is buried with Christ. By receiving the Holy Ghost, the believer rises to walk in newness of life. You don't have to live in sin anymore. You don't have to be addicted anymore. You don't have to do those things anymore. You are set free by the name that is above every other name, in the name of Jesus. We are made new. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We talk about spiritual circumcision. Circumcision was the means by which a male Jew entered into the covenant relationship with God and became an heir of God's promises to Abraham. You see, the males had to be circumcised to take part in that promise. Genesis chapter 17, verse number 10, verse 15. An uncircumcised Jew was subject to the divine penalty of death. It was a very serious, serious penalty. An uncircumcised Jew was subject to death. Exodus chapter 4, verses 24 to 26. Joshua chapter 5, verses 2 through 9. And that person could not participate in the Passover supper. Couldn't take communion. Exodus chapter 12, verses 43 and 44. Water baptism denotes our new covenant relationship with God. Amen. It separates from sin, cutting off the dominion of sin. Sin has no more power over the redeemed of the Lord. Amen. The manner of baptism really does matter. It really does. Immersion in water. The word baptism comes from the Greek word baptizo, from the root word bapto, means to plunge, dip, or immerse. Immersion is the only mode of baptism the Bible records. There is no other method recorded in the Bible. John baptized in the River Jordan. Mark chapter 1, verse 5. And there went out unto him all the land of Judea, and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. They went down into the river. Philip immersed the Ethiopian eunuch. They went down both into the water. Acts chapter 8. Verse 38 and 39, and he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, and the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. You know what? I've never seen somebody come up from being baptized and be sad. And I have literally seen hundreds of people get baptized in Jesus' name. I've been living for God a long time. Amen. But not one time ever was somebody sad when they got baptized. Oh, man, it's a spiritual experience. Amen. The joy of the Lord. Amen. Paul describes baptism as a burial. No one is buried or sprinkled by pouring a little dirt on them. A little. Amen. No, that's not baptism. Only by complete immersion. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all water baptisms after the beginning of the New Testament church on the day of Pentecost were performed in the name of Jesus. Amen. The Jews on the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, verse 38, it's on the wall right behind me. The Samaritans, Acts chapter 8, verse 16, for as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Cornelius and the Gentiles, Acts chapter 10, verse 48, and he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. The disciples of John the Baptist at Ephesus, Acts 19, verse 5, when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. These folks got rebaptized because they needed to. Their rebaptism was essential. Now, that was different than mine. See, I was raised in a United Pentecostal church, Superior, Wisconsin. Pastor Aaron baptized me in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of my sins. I didn't need to get baptized again. Those guys did need to be baptized again. Amen. Because Jesus hadn't even died yet. The sacrifice wasn't even made yet. The remission hadn't been paid yet. But now it is. Now we have the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. The Romans, Acts chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. The Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11, and such were some of you. Whole list of bad stuff. You know what? People who are out in the world do bad stuff all the time. God can take care of it all. God can forgive all sin. Amen. But ye are washed. But ye are sanctified. But ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Amen. Amen. The Galatians chapter 3, verse 27, for as many of you as have been baptized unto Christ have put on Christ. Amen. The Colossians chapter 2, verse 12, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. John's disciples had already been immersed in water under repentance by a man of God, yet Paul baptized them again, that time in the name of Jesus. That's what makes the difference. It's the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 19, verses 1 to 5. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus. And finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? And they said unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. If you didn't get it done right the first time, well then get it done right the next time. In Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. That was the only difference. And that is the big difference. Amen. It's the big difference. I'm telling you, it's the difference between making it to heaven or not. That's how big a difference it makes. Amen. Now, those aren't real popular words. There's a whole bunch of people that would be mad at me for saying that. But I have to say it. I have to say it. Matthew 28:19. Christ commanded to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. The early church, which included Matthew, by the way, they fulfilled this by baptizing in the name of Jesus Christ. They were doing what they were instructed to do. They were following the command. The grammar of this verse designates one singular name. You don't get dunked three times. Once for each. No. No, no. You got it wrong. You got to get baptized one time in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus reveals the Father. I am come in my Father's name. John chapter 5, verse 43. The Son, his name shall be called Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sin. Matthew 1, verse 21. The Holy Ghost, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. Amen. It's Jesus. Jesus is the fulfillment of the command. You're baptized in the name of the Father and in the name of the Son and in the name of the Holy Ghost when you are baptized in Jesus' name. Fulfill the command. If I said, just write me a check, you wouldn't write on there M-E, me. That's what I said. Right? Write me a check. M-E. Here you go. What good is that when you... You got to follow the command. And don't write me no checks. Give it to Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Colossians chapter 2, verse number 9. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Jesus is the only saving name. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus is the only name that remits sin. Acts chapter 10, verse 43. To him gave all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. It's only in the name of Jesus. You see, we identify with Jesus by taking his name. much like a bride takes her husband's name, or like a child takes the father's name, so we take on the name of Jesus. Baptism is a burial with Jesus. At baptism, we receive our new family name. We are Jesus people. We believe that God is Jesus. Amen. There is no other God but Jesus. He is the only saving name. It's Jesus. Praise the Lord. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. For this cause I bow my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 15. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. I agree. We are a family at Apostolic Lighthouse. We are. That you're my brother and sister in Christ. You are closer to me than my own brothers and sisters in the flesh. This is my family. And what binds us together, what is the thing that holds us as the family, is the name of Jesus. It's the name of Jesus. At baptism, we invoke the name of Jesus for legal cancellation of sins. Jesus paid the price. Everything we do in word or deed should be done in the name of Jesus. Colossians 3:17. And baptism is both a word and a deed. Amen. Praise the Lord. The name of Jesus is the highest name known to man. There is no other name that is above His name. He is the most high one. Amen. There's none above Jesus. And every knee will bow before Him. Amen. Everyone will confess that Jesus Christ is God. Amen. Amen. Stand with me. Philippians chapter 2, verse number 9 to 11. Man, I got 2 minutes. I've done the impossible. Of course, I had to read pretty fast. Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 to 11. Wherefore God hath also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Would you love Jesus with me? Lord, I love you, Jesus. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the promise. Thank you, Lord, that we know your name. Thank you, Lord, that we can be baptized in Jesus' name, that we can have this so great a salvation. Thank you, God, for all that you're doing and what you've done. Thank you, Jesus, for your precious name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. And if anybody, I know I read that really fast. If anybody wants a copy of my notes, I'll get you a copy. And you could have a baptized in Jesus' name Bible study with somebody someday. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.